Thank you for joining us today on the Men After God podcast, where we are having conversations to equip the next generation of godly men. I'm Pastor Jason, and we've got a very special episode for you. Believe it or not, we are releasing the sessions from our recent Mandate Men's Conference. And this episode is from our keynote speaker, me, Pastor Jason. And it was an absolute blessing to speak to and to encourage all of these men who follow hard after God, who came out to the Mandate Conference. I want to thank you all again. So be sure to check out the prior episode with the powerful panel discussion, again, from the Mandate Men's Conference. Now, I pray that you'll be able to get something out of this message today that will help you in your walk with the Lord. And again, I want to thank all of you who joined us in person to experience the Mandate Conference. We're already looking forward to the 2024 conference, and we're already planning as we speak. And as always, don't forget, hit subscribe, hit follow, and share this podcast with somebody else. And if you want to see this session live, you can do so by simply clicking on the link in the description. It'll take you right to YouTube where you can see this session recording. I hope you enjoy it. Be blessed.
Glory to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is faithful. Amen. I know we are a little behind, and I'm going to keep us behind. I just want to thank y'all so much. All of you. I thank God for all of you that made the decision to be here today, to hear what thus saith the Lord. This is not just about a panel and a teaching. This is about experiencing God. And so I wanted you guys to, God wants that. And so I want what he wants. He wants you to get to know him in a greater way. There's so much purpose in you, men of God. And so much, y'all don't even understand how much power, how much purpose is sitting around you. The man next to you has so much purpose, so much potential. But are y'all ready for the word of God? Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Let's bless the Lord for Apostle one more time, if that's all right. Amen. I thank God for Apostle. Amen. She challenges you. It was years ago, we had just moved. I had about a one-year-old, two-year-old, and Apostle would just say, well, the men ought to be doing something. Now, it's about five or six people in the room, but she's looking at me. The men ought to be doing something. That's how we get drawn into our purpose, by someone else who says, this is what God wants you to be over. Amen. I can either decline the invitation, or I can accept the invitation. But either way, the choice is mine. Praise God. We're going to go to 2 Timothy, if that's all right. One thing I want y'all to do as you're grabbing your Bibles and going to the Word of God, hope you brought your Bibles, at least on your phone. Get a Bible while you still can. Did y'all catch that last part? Get a Bible while you still can before they cancel that. Come on. Amen. If does somebody have their T-shirt out? Somebody got it out. After mandate, under mandate, what does it say under that? It says to rise up, to stand up, and to speak up. So I need y'all to say that with me. Say, rise up,
rise up,
stand up,
stand up,
and speak up.
Speak up.
Rise up,
rise up,
stand up,
stand
and speak up. One more time. Rise up,
rise up,
stand up,
and speak up.
Somebody ought to be excited right there. Amen. We're going to talk about a mandate man today. Rise up, stand up, and to speak up. I'm going to go to 2 Timothy 4. I'm going to read a couple things real quick. I'm going to try to move quickly, but I want to make sure that we're all able to grab a hold of what God wants to say to us today, if that's all right. Amen. 2 Timothy 3. 14 through 17. This is Paul talking to Timothy. It says, but You must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. 16 says, all Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. The Scriptures correct us when we are wrong, and it teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. I'm going to go to chapter 4, 1 through 5 right quick. It says, Paul says to Timothy, I solemnly urge you in the presence of God and Christ Jesus, who will someday judge the living and the dead, when he comes to set up his kingdom, preach the word of God. Be prepared whether the time is favorable or not. Patiently correct, rebuke, and encourage your people with good teaching. Why, Paul? Verse 3 answers the question. It says, for a time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching. They will follow their own desires and will look for their own teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. They will reject the truth and chase after myths. Praise God. But you should keep a clear mind in every situation. Don't be afraid of suffering for the Lord. Work at telling others the good news and fully, somebody say fully, fully carry out the ministry that God has given you. Amen. That is the anchor scripture for today for the mandate man. Praise God. Somebody say rise up, stand up and speak up. Now, I love how Paul was taking time to talk to Timothy about the days ahead. We love to talk about what they did in 89, but Paul is talking to Timothy about what's to come, and he wants him to be prepared. And even the Bible teaches us to be instant in season and out of season. Praise God. He's trying to teach him. He's giving him advice. We were talking earlier about pouring out to the next generation. I was smiling on my inside knowing the scriptures that was yet to come. Paul pouring out to Timothy, telling him, giving him the advice about what is to come. And so my job today is to do the exact same thing. And that's to warn you about the days ahead. I want to tell you how to handle it, because the days are evil. Apostle always says these are the last of the last of the last of the last days. Amen. I want to warn you. And I want to show you how to become a mandate man. What does that mean to be a mandate man? I'll explain that in a moment, but let's talk about what a mandate is, because I want to get clear on this thing. So a mandate, it is an assignment. A mandate is an assignment. It's an official order. It's a decree. It's a command. It's a charge given by a governmental agency. Psst, kingdom. And it's given to an individual or a group of individuals. A mandate is also delegated authority. It's delegated responsibility for somebody. Somebody say me. Your job is to ensure that certain tasks are performed, or to ensure that certain outcomes are achieved. When you begin a nonprofit, you have to say what you're going to do before you do it. You are mandated, you and everyone on the team are mandated to accomplish. You're given the assignment, the responsibility to go and do what the owner, the body, the board of directors, for example, what is it that they want to do? That's your job to go and do that. You're mandated to go do that. Amen. Now, I'm seeking the word for God today, and I prayed, and I'm like, as Apostle talked about, I like some nice little neat points. And I said, well, God, what is the word? What is it? What is the mandate? What are the things that you want to share with your men, God? And God said, I already told you. Somebody say, rise up. Stand up. And speak up. That is the mandate. for this year. That is what this message is about. I said, God, you already said that. God will tell you sometimes you got to get out of your own way so that I can hear what he is trying to tell me. Amen. Praise God. And so that is the mandate. Rise up. Stand up, men of God, to speak up, men of God. That is the decree. That's the command. That's the charge that you have before you today. Amen. So God wants us to go a little bit deeper in these areas. Praise God. And so I'm going to move quickly. The first thing we talked about was to rise up. Rise up, men of God. God is calling you to rise up like never before. God is calling you to rise up, men of God, on this side and on that side. God is telling us to rise up, men of God. Now that rise, that word rise, it means to awaken. To come up, to come out, to come forward. Y'all ever woke up your kids? I need you to rise up. Wake up. Praise God. Get up. Amen. But you may be saying, well, Jason, why is that relevant for today? My daddy's here with me. Hey, daddy. Amen. Now, every day growing up, my daddy would, every day around 6:30, he called my name. He'd be down in the kitchen or something, or whatever was going on before I woke up, and he'd be like, Jay's. I didn't answer on the first couple of them. Then, you know, you got to change your voice when somebody don't listen. Jay's. Oh, God, let me get up. But after a while of hearing that, he didn't have to call my name anymore. After a while of getting up and getting used to hearing the voice, I didn't have to wait for his call to get up, to rise up. Amen. So the point is that the environment dictates oftentimes when we should get up. And so I didn't hear him calling my name, but I smelled some eggs. He didn't call my name, but I heard the Today Show starting up. Dun, 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 dun. For y'all old enough to remember that. This is Today with Brian Gumbel and who was the other person? And Katie Couric. Who knew that? God bless. He was watching it. Praise God. So now, if Willard Scott came on, you are already late, okay? Because he's talking about the Smuckers, 189-year-old person. It's 7:30 and you late for school, okay? The point is, where I am, the environment, what I hear, what I see, what I smell, it is telling me that it's time to get up. And my father doesn't have to speak again because the environment is giving me an idea of what's to come. You can't look at this world and tell me that God's not telling us to wake up. You can't look at what's going on and just be like, and not realize that God is telling us to rise up, men of God. You turn the news on. You look outside. It is time for us to rise up, men of God, to awaken, to come up, to come out, to come forward, praise God. It's time for us to take our rightful places in our homes. No amens. Take your rightful place in your community, your families, your church home. It's quiet, but that's all right. So how can we sleep with so much stuff going on? How can I sleep? I want to challenge you to snap out of it. There's a war in the spirit. There's a war in the natural. And we cannot stay asleep while the war goes on. Amen. I want to challenge you, men of God, to not get comfortable with the way things are. No more shaking their heads and saying that's a shame. No, it's time for us to rise up. It's time for us to do. How many of y'all lived in the city before? I lived on 63rd. Now, depending on which part of town you're from, you might be like, what? We were on 66 in Kenwood. With lawn. Stony. Praise God. Now in the city, now around 11 o'clock, around midnight, what you hear outside? Don't say gunshots. But what do you hear outside? Sirens. Either from the police or either from the ambulance. And how long does it last? All night long. How is it that I could get used to chaos going on around me and go to sleep? When I moved out here, it wasn't no ambulance. It wasn't no sirens. And guess what? I had trouble sleeping. I couldn't sleep. I relied on the noise and the mess and the sirens, the chaos. It would rock me to sleep. In the same way these things are going on, we cannot go to sleep, men of God. That word up, it means higher, rise up, up higher, bigger, taller, greater, praise God. So God is calling us to expand our thinking. Not just to change our position, but to take our minds up higher. Take your expectations higher. Take your financial situation higher. Did you know poverty is a curse? I don't want nobody to stay in it. No different than I want anybody to stay in some sickness when I know that Jesus is the healer. Amen. It's time for us to come out of the tradition, the religion. And we got to get into kingdom influence. Kingdom expansion. God has given us work to do. It has to build his kingdom here on this earth. Can we do it? Amen. This world needs some men of God. Y'all know the prodigal son who left home, wasted everything that he had. The Bible says that he came to himself. At some point, he hit a low. Men of God, at some point, you might hit a low in your life. And I want you to know that you can always come home. He had a realization. See, it's important for us to know what we have access to in the kingdom of God. Because it wasn't just a waking up. He woke up because he said, wait a minute, life was better in the kingdom. All right. I had plenty when I did it God's way. But now I'm doing it my way and I'm sitting in this pig's pit and this is just not it. I'm living beneath my privileges. I'm not living up to the life that God wants me to have. So I'm challenging all of us to just come to ourselves. Yeah. Hallelujah. I couldn't take the sirens no more. So we had to do what? I had to move. I sleep easy now. Amen. I couldn't believe I for 2 weeks I could not sleep because I needed the chaos. I needed the sirens. I needed the mess. And so sometimes that's how our life is. Don't find stability in chaos. Don't find stability in problems. You know, sometimes we love, I don't want to say we love, but sometimes we just attract some stuff. Cut some stuff off. You rising up. Rising up requires, well, Jason, are you saying cut off my man? No, I'm telling you, we got to separate in terms of our thinking about what God wants us to do in this world. Amen. This world is in need. And this world is in need of some men, some actual men. Y'all can take that however you want to. There is no confusion when a mandate man shows up. No one has to wonder, is that a, you know what, never mind. If you got the wonder, just keep going. Because when God built women, you ain't got to wonder. Amen? The ladies back there, that's right. Okay. There is plenty for you, man of God. In God's house, I don't care what your church experience is. There is still a place that you can come home to in the kingdom of God. There is plenty. There's no lack in the kingdom of God. God wants you. I'm telling you, God wants you to have more than enough. Well, Jason, well, my generation and the people, they didn't have nothing, so I ain't got nothing. But I want to point you to who does. Praise God. We just have to want it. We got to want that more than we want to stay in the chaos with the sirens rocking us to sleep. Now, this ain't about knocking the city, because your siren could be anything. That's rise up. Somebody say rise up. The next one is to stand up. God wants us to stand up right now, because apparently men of God cannot be seen. God wants us to stand up because apparently men of God cannot be seen right now. You're there. You're in the room. But this world needs to see you. Amen. Men of God should not be hard to find. If we're doing what God tells us to do, if we're spreading the good news of Christ Jesus, if we're replicating, it should not be this difficult to find awesome men of God who are committed to the faith. Amen. Now, when y'all talk about, when I'm talking about standing up, it's not just standing physically, standing on your toes, but it is a standing up and standing out. I taught a message years ago about whether we are men or whether we are men of God, because there is a difference. There's a different expectation on a man of God. Amen. The Bible teaches us to come out from among them, come out from among the world, and be ye separate. In other words, there should be a difference between a man and a man of God. There should be some different standards for a man and a man of God. There should be something that distinguishes us, something that tells the difference between those that believe and those that don't believe. We're supposed to be leading the lost, those who don't believe in Jesus Christ. We're supposed to be leading them. Instead of leading them, we're partying with them. We can't stand up because we're too busy blending in. I'm not going to get no amens. But how can I stand out when I'm finishing the bottle with the crowd? How can I minister to you when I'm doing exactly what you're doing? There is no difference. There is no incentive that someone who may not know God can visibly see if we're not doing something different in our lives. Amen? If you're a man of God, if you're a mandate man, you got to be that man wherever you go. Don't take off your mandate, man. Don't take off your belief system when you go into a different environment. You're supposed to go in there and change that environment. You're supposed to be the salt. You're supposed to be the light when you go out. One amen. Be that man of God wherever you go. Be it with your children. Be it with your families. Whatever it is, praise God, be that mandate man. Be that man that is about purpose. Praise God. Standing up is about taking responsibility and accountability for where you are. I can't blame my daddy. I had friends that made fun of me because they were like, well, your parents ain't putting nothing away for college. Ha 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 ha. What you want me to go blame somebody? I have to take responsibility. I have to take accountability. I cannot continue to blame on a go-forward basis. I can't keep talking about what mama did, what daddy didn't do, what the neighbor didn't do, whatever it is. I have to progress. I have to make the quality decision to move forward in what God has called me to do. Amen? I thought about being a blamer in that moment and being like, man, yeah, you know, they bogus. Why can't I? Why couldn't I do what I needed to do to take care of some business? If I spend time with the Lord, I can go and say, God, what do you need me to do? God said, I'll pay for your stuff. Well, that's Jason, because you got a 4.9 GPA. Well, no, I didn't. If there was anybody that loved the B, it was me. If there was a B to be had, I wanted the B. Because it didn't require me to stretch further. I was comfortable with just okay. Give me that B. I ain't got to work no harder. Parents happy. I'm happy. But see, that's the life I was settling for until I met Apostle. And she began to teach me about going further. Not just, well, why can't you have a job? Why can't you own a job? Why can't you do your own thing? Why do you got to just get a B? Just go for an A. You know that God wants you to stand out, even in your grades, even on the job, whatever it is. God wants you to stand up and to stand out, man of God. Amen? We cannot continue to blame others. Adam, what happened when Eve gave him the fruit? Who did he say? What did he say? She gave it to me. Man been blaming since Genesis. We've been blaming for a long, long time. Way too long. He wasn't accountable. One of the things that I enjoy, but also kind of bothers me as a father and a husband, is that everything is on me. The kids act up, it's on me. Ain't no gas in the car, it's on me. The grass ain't cut, it's on me. My wife come bring me the keys. Ain't no gas in it. That's a you problem, Jason. Praise God. They don't teach you this in husband school. I'm telling you now, because you're a mandate man, to expect that everything is going to be on you. Kids veer off course. You can't blame nobody around the corner. It's on me. This walk with Jesus, it's on me. How far I go with him, it's on me.
That's good,
amen. I didn't get to talk about Lazarus when Jesus woke him up from the dead. The Bible says that he was stinking and dead for how long? For 4 days. Jesus talked about how I'm going to go in and look, this God's going to get glory out of this thing. You just sit back and wait. And he went to him. And he said what? Lazarus, come forth. And what happened? He got up. Jesus said, get that thing off his head. He is alive. And so when the world and the enemy thinks that you're dead and stinking, man of God, I want you to know that through Christ Jesus, you can be revived. That your life can matter again, man of God. I don't care what you smell like. Your life might be stinking right now. Whatever it is, it might be stinking for 4 days or for 40 days. It doesn't matter because God wants you to do well in this life. Despite the ups and downs. Praise God. Come forth, man of God. He told him, Lazarus, come forth. Mandate men, come forth. Come out. Be revived. Be alive. Break the chains off of your hands, men of God. Break them off of your feet. Get the grave clothes off of you. The grave clothes of last year. The grave clothes of 88, 78, 68, 58, whatever it is. Come on. I thank God for teaching me how to take responsibility through the things that go on in the house. I'm not very handy. But I got a cell phone. Got a cell phone. You don't have to be the one to fix it. Just ensure that it's fixed. But see, it could be a pride thing because now you sitting under the sink on your back and your back hurting and you trying to do something for 5 hours. Plumbing man coming there. Well, you just got to twist this. You call me out here for that? And go home. 5 hours out of your day, you trying to twist on the cap. The man just, I got a tool. See, some people got a tool. They got a tool that can solve what you need right now. And you toiling and you struggling and you trying to get this thing figured out on your own. Help is just a phone call away. Amen. I thank God that he's challenged us to stand up, to own up to the mistakes that we've made. I can't blame nobody for the mistakes that I made. They gave me that free T-shirt in college and I opened up the credit card because did you see the T-shirt? If you had seen the T-shirt, it had a big eye on the back and just Illinois, right? I wanted the T-shirt. And so I was willing to put my credit on the line for a T-shirt. Knew I couldn't pay the bill. Daddy, can I, y'all got $24? I gotta discover they need $24. Can't even pay for getting myself in the mess, and I only had the money to fix it. But thank God for Jesus for showing me how to manage my money. Amen. You know it's okay to go to God and say, hey, you know what, God, I messed up. God, I messed up. I said before today that men, y'all know we don't like going to the doctor. We don't like all that bad news. You know something wrong, but we avoid it. It's probably something bad. Let me just stay home. That's not what this is about. Just like little kids, you know, when they get a boo-boo, they got a cut on their hand or something like that. They don't want you to see it. You're like, give it here. Let me see. I'm trying to fix it. And it's no different with God. If you hand it over to him, if you let him see it, if you give that problem over to him, you cast that care upon him, he can fix it. Hallelujah. We don't want to let it go. Let it go, men of God. Come on. Isn't it awesome how the child comes to the parent when there's a problem? No different with our Father. Amen? Amen. Amen. Standing up isn't about being independent. Being a mandate man is about being dependent on God. Amen. Relying on the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us in all truth. Praise God. Amen. Can I get a volunteer real quick to come up to the stage for just a moment and just sit right here? Anybody? Did you hear what he said? I'll do it. This is what God is looking for. Have a seat right here. This is what God is looking for. We all have an opportunity, but only so many step up and answer the call. He didn't just say yes. I love it. He just said, I'll do it. We need to be like that. This mandate man right here. Amen. So I'm going to try something. Amen. So I want you to try to get up, man of God. What's the problem? Do you see how, because of the weight of my body on his shoulders, he is unable to stand up. He's unable to get up. But when I remove the weight, he's able to do what? He can stand up. I want to highlight to you that the weight of unforgiveness can keep you sitting down while God is trying to have you to stand up. Amen. Thank you, brother. I need y'all to repeat after me. I need y'all to repeat this thing after me. This might be kind of heavy. I forgive my father. I forgive my father. We need to begin to forgive fathers if you want to stand up. Men of God, you want to rise up? You have to forgive him. You got to forgive what he did, what he didn't do. It's a weight, no different than the mandate man here standing up. He could not get to where God wanted him to get to in his life because that weight was around his neck. It's around his shoulders and body. And that force, that weight is keeping him in a lower position than where God would want him to be in this life. Yes. Amen. We got to stand up. Amen. Let me get to this last one real quick. Somebody say, rise up.
Rise up.
Somebody say, stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody say, speak up.
Speak up.
Speak up. Amen. In the days ahead, men of God, you have to steward your voice. You have to give care and attention to what comes out of your mouth, men of God. Give great care to only speak what God tells you to speak. So whatever is going on with your family, that's why we got to get in the Word of God, because the Word of God, it gives us a blueprint. It gives us a roadmap for where we should be pushing our families, where we should be pushing our lives. It gives us a place to go. God wants you to be whole, man of God. He wants your family to be well taken care of. He wants you to be whole. He doesn't want you walking around in unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is a poison. I've said the year 1989 a few times today. Because that's how far back the problems be. The unforgiveness be way back 30 years ago. And we still talking about it. Stop finding people to talk about 89 with, men of God. Stop finding folks to go back there. You remember when they did that to me? Yeah, he's still foul. I remember just like it was yesterday. And you spent an hour reliving your past instead of speaking into your future. This is the time for men of God to speak up. Now, when I say speak up, it doesn't imply that you weren't speaking. Y'all go order food, you be like, yeah, let me get number one. And they be like, sorry, sir, could you speak up? It's not that you didn't say anything. It's that the other people couldn't hear you. In other words, you weren't loud enough. Amen? Your voice is too low, man of God. When you're speaking what God says, what thus saith the Lord, you have to say it with authority and boldness.
Yeah.
Just like I told you, my daddy told me to get up, Jays. Around that third time, his voice, what? It changes.
Yeah.
And what happens when he said it the third time?
Yeah.
Let me get on up. Let me get on up. Amen. The creative power in your voice cannot be heard. You need to speak up. There's too much stuff going on in this world, and we're allowing it to happen because we won't speak up. So for y'all, everybody in this, you turn on TV, everybody is talking. You got the podcast, you got YouTube, you got ESPN, you got Stephen A. on ESPN. My wife says, how do you listen to this at 9 a.m.? He's yelling at 9 a.m. But I'm like, girl, don't you understand? The Bears just traded the first pick. This is worth yelling about. Everybody is looking to say something just to get attention. This world wants sound bites. They want to take. They just want to say something to grab your attention. But the men of God are silent. It's time for us to speak up. Somebody say, speak up. I want to challenge you to speak up while you can. The cancel culture is trying to come for you, men of God. They don't want you to say the name of Jesus, even though every knee will bow. You can't say God. You can't say Jesus. Where do you think they're going to go next? So, men of God, the last thing I want to challenge you with is in this year. I want this to be your year of no. This is your year of no. So I want this season, I want you to get comfortable saying the word no. Can we try it together?
Yeah.
One, two, three, no. Well, actually, I need you to speak up. Can you, one, two, three?
No.
Well, the enemy actually couldn't hear you, so let's go for a third time. One, two, three. The enemy's shaking in his boots right now because some mandate men are deciding to say no, right? You have the power, men of God, to allow and to disallow things in your life with your voice by speaking. And so we have to start saying no. I used to ask my mama for stuff. On that last time, she would say, in, oh. And I walk away grumbling. Everybody else get to have. I don't get to heaven. I want you to know, men of God, it's okay for you to tell somebody no. They will be okay. Let this be your year of no. Folks will be all right. Leaving your wife and kids?
No.
One more shot at the bar?
No.
Somebody's like, two more. See, I said it's not one more. I said two more. Yeah, we can have two more, but not one more. What about two? And don't try pouring a big one before you say no. Pornography addictions.
No.
Bishop Johnson, can you raise your hand real quick? If you know anybody dealing with a pornography addiction. This man taught an amazing message on overcoming pornography addictions on Facebook. Can you yell out the church name again for me so everybody know?
Unified Family Christian Center.
New Life Family Christian Center. Look them up on Facebook. Scroll down. It might have been like last June, July, August, somewhere around there. You talk maybe two messages about overcoming pornography. Amen? It's the thing that cripples. It hurts men. It hurts your family. Amen? It messes with your desires. Praise God. And the last one, suicidal thoughts?
No!
I'm going to say that one more time so it'll get on the inside of you. Suicidal thoughts?
No!
Your life is too valuable. Don't ever wonder what life would be like if you weren't here. Maybe it would be better if I wasn't here. Maybe the situation would be better if I wasn't here. You know, my wife, they can probably get some insurance money, you know, from if I just fall down the stairs or something like that, they'll be taken care of. No, no, we're telling the enemy no. We're telling them no. When Aunt Tom wants to come into your school and teach your kids,
no.
Wouldn't it be awesome to see mighty men of God, or men in general, going down to the school district and saying,
no,
this is enough. This is enough. Amen. Imagine what would happen if all the fathers showed up and said no. Amen. Imagine. See, folks don't think y'all are serious. They slide stuff into the people that you're voting for. But again, this isn't a whole nother story. Let me stop. I want y'all to repeat this thing after me and stand to your feet.
One more?
That's tough.
One more shot?
Oh, no. No.
No.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to repeat this after me as we get ready to head out of here, brothers. Somebody say, a mandate man.
Mandate man.
Is a man.
Is a man.
Who connects his very being.
Who connects his very being.
To the purpose that God.
To the purpose that God
has for his life.
Has for his life.
He's a purpose-driven man.
He's a purpose-driven man.
He has all his emotions in check.
He has all his emotions in check.
He is accountable.
He is accountable.
He is reliable.
He is reliable.
And he is forgiving.
And he is forgiving.
Now somebody say, I am.
I am.
That man.
That man.
Somebody say, I am.
I am.
That dude.
That dude.
That is me.
That is me.
Hallelujah. Somebody bless Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we're going to bring up Pastor Cameron. Say amen.
Amen.
He's going to assist us as we get ready to close things down. Praise God. Did you get something today?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Man, they get it. It's in a purpose. Man of purpose. Man of purpose.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
I love you.
Glory to God.
Glory.
And so at this time, we have some options. Because every man has heard the truth of what God has said. So now there's a decision that has to be made. To say, you know what, God, I'm going to trust you. God, I'm going to rely on you. I'm going to rest in you. And so right where you at, hallelujah, for I call on angelic assistance right now in the realm of the spirit to meet each and every man under the sound of my voice right where they're at. If you say, you know what, I submit my will to you, God, to willfully do it, that you know you can do what you want to do, but you know what, I said, but God, I trust you, so I'm going to give you my will. So now this is where we're at. For this many type of men that have been hurt and bound. And so are you, if you're ready to make that decision, raise your hands. Raise your hands if you're really ready to make that decision. Lift your hands before God.
Hallelujah.
Lift your hands before God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
This is a safe place. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to pray a prayer to renew relationship,
yeah,
and to gain relationship. But let me ask right now, is there anybody, just lower your hand just for a second, is there anybody that do not know God, that have not received him as your Lord and Savior. If that's you, raise your hand right now. If you're not saved, I see you. I see you. Is there anybody else that have not given their life to Christ? But says, you know what, y'all been talking about this Jesus, y'all been talking about God, and I want you. If that's you, raise your hand if you have not received God as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Okay, amen. So, young man, you want to give your life to Christ? Come forth. Everybody clap for this young man.